This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Even as the state begins to reopen its economy, many of us still remain at home for safety's sake, meaning a lot of sedentary time on your hands. In this edition of Vital Signs, I talked with Margaret Bryant, a physical therapist with Parkland Hospital System, about exercising at home.
It is well documented that even the simplest exercise of walking does release some cortisol from our brain and allows our stress level to slowly decrease. When that exercise becomes consistent, there's better breathing, better sleeping, and overall improved health.
But isn't it hard, though, given the situation, just to motivate yourself to get moving?
Yes, we have to kind of have a mind-body experience of getting ourselves going. It usually takes, for me, I will say, somebody else to help motivate me. So kind of turning to others for that support is a good way to start.
Does exercising at home have to be as rigorous as what you might do at the gym?
Actually, exercise at home becomes more of a fun activity that allows you to really experience more than being inside of a gym. The exercise I would recommend is creating for yourself a space inside the home or even outside the home, in the driveway, in the garage, for example, to allow you to kind of be in the moment and get yourself focused on what you want to accomplish.
What would be some examples of exercises you could do at home?
A way to get the little ones going and exercising is kind of setting a program. And when you set programs for kids, being able to create programs or exercise activities that kids enjoy doing. Some things to kind of start with would be jumping jacks. They could do some wheelbarrows. And when you do wheelbarrow, you definitely want to do that. You want to partner up with somebody who is close to your same height. Jumping rope, if any kids have trampolines in their backyards, any balls, there's all kinds of creative ways to toss the ball, bounce the ball that can really get you moving.
And for adults?
For adults, we could create what's called circuit training, set up kind of like little stations within our workout area that we've designated at home. So we could lay down a yoga mat and do some push-ups, do sit-ups, planks, do some yoga poses. And then we could move over to a next station, and if we have light weights or dumbbells, or we could put cans of soup in our hand and use those as weights and do full exercises with the arms from the elbow, the shoulder, any and all the motions that those joints do.
If I'm hearing you correctly, though, apparently it seems to help if you have some designated spot to go.
I have seen good results with others that I've, you know, talked with, and just personally for myself, my own home. You know, we get really creative with even setting up a space with like a stool, and we do toe taps on the stool. We can do push-ups on the ground. We can do push-ups on the wall. We can do something called plyometric, where you can jump up and down from a low step in different directions. There is a nice kind of new way of exercising that's called high intensity interval training. And as you do that, you can go through your circuit and set yourself a timer for anywhere from 30 seconds to 1 minute of doing the designated exercise, and then giving, say, a 5 to 20 second break, and then going to the next exercise station.
There are some, though, who say the thing to do is just to keep moving. So would housework, lawn work, tackling the overlooked honeydew list count?
Oh, going to the grocery store, mowing the yard, doing your laundry, all those things. Yes, when you are moving, you're exercising.
Since many of us have a lot of time on our hands now, how healthy is catching up on sleep?
It is one of the number one things you can do. When you're sleeping, your body is able to heal and repair. Everything is getting reoxygenated. Tissues are allowed to heal and repair. And it's key, definitely key to getting enough sleep.